This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Right, good evening. So last week we discussed the halachas of Shivos HaBetamuz. Tonight we'll have a very quick review of some of the halachas of the 3 weeks. We're already in the 3 weeks, but it's always good to refresh ourselves and one or two interesting shilas that came up that I'll share with you. So it's the first paragraph. For those online, j.golka@gmail.com. Please email me and I'll be needed to send you the sheet. So the first halacha is from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Chof Beis, Sif Aleph. The Kitzur says, Kiven Shebeshiva also Batamas his Chilut Tzoras HaChurban. Since on the 17th of Tammuz, the Tzoras of the Churban began, Lochein Noagin Katsas Avelus Miyoim Ze Ad Achat Tishvav. So that is the period of the Bein HaMetzorim, the period of the 3 weeks that we're in. Now, three main restrictions that we, of course, have during the 3 weeks. One is weddings and engagements. We'll talk about that in a second. Weddings, really. The second is music, and then the third is haircuts. So let's start with weddings. So the Kitzur says, Ein noisim noshim, one is not allowed to have weddings to get married, afilu mishadayin lokiyah mitzvah peruvu, even if a person has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of peruvu, avlasos shiduchin, but to get engaged, afilu besu'uda, even to celebrate it with a meal, is muta adresh chodesh av. So till Friday week, one is allowed to get engaged and celebrate it with a suda. And from Rosh Chodesh onwards, you're allowed to get engaged. You should make a proper suda. You are allowed to have cakes and l'chaim or something like that, but just not a suda. Okay. What about dancing? Could you dance the l'chaim after they break the plate? Are you allowed to dance? So says the Mishnah Berurah, correct. So one should not have any dancing during the 3 weeks at all, but one is allowed to get engaged. Okay, what about music? So you're not allowed to listen to music in the 3 weeks, and this includes live and recorded music, where there are many instances where Moshe Feinstein cites this. I've given you one here in Erechaim Chelik Dalet Simon Chof Aleph. The Igros Moshe says, "Bimei Hasfira, during the Sfira, Yesh Leaser Bezimra Demona Afla Matirin, etc., etc." Upashut says Moshe, "Shuhu Adin, she also Afim Bein Amitzarim." That is true, not just during the Sfira, but also during Bein Amitzarim, no music. And one should be machmir for children as well, so long as they've reached the age of chinuch, approximately 7 or 8. So therefore it applies to men, women and children. Now, what about a cappella music? Right, that's the famous old question. A cappella means music without instrumentals. So it's just singing. So today in school we broke up, it was the last day of school, and they arranged a slideshow of all photos, and they wanted to have some music to accompany it. So the lady who was in charge, not a Jewish lady, she asked me, what can I do? She checks it with me first, and I told her you can have a cappella music. We gave her some examples of it, and she said back, I don't understand, I thought you can't have instruments. So I said, no, that's the vocals, they're doing it at the back. There are those who are matir a cappella music. The mainstream view is not to allow it. That's the honest truth, that most authorities prohibit listening to recorded singing without musical accompaniment. There are those who allow it. When we asked many years ago, Pinchas Roberts, whether for school purposes we're allowed to have a cappella music, for example, like today you have the final assembly, you have a slideshow with a cappella music, he was matir generally, not just for Hasmonean, and he was quite relaxed about it. There are those who allow it. But I think mainstream view is not to have it. Okay. Now, what exceptions are there regarding music? When can you listen to music? Well, singing on Shabbos and a Suddas Mitzvah or inspirational singing, Kumzitz or whatever, that's absolutely fine. Background music is also okay. So, for example, you're allowed to go to Brent Cross, even though there's going to be music playing in the background. That's not your primary reason for going. That's just sort of incidental, and that would be okay. What about listening to music to alleviate health issues? For example, a person's very anxious and needs to listen to music just to calm them down, or for exercise, or things like that. So again, that if a person needs to listen to music to alleviate health issues, or to, you know, enhance performance during exercise, that would be okay. If you're doing it, you know, you can exercise without it, but you just enjoy it, well, then obviously that's not allowed, because that's the whole point of the takana, not to. So that's that. Another thing which features during the 3 weeks is the bracha of Shehecheyanu. What is the story? Can you make Shehecheyanu? How does that work? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Toiv Lizoh Sifyut Zayin, Toiv Lizoh Miloy Ma Shehecheyanu Ben Amatzarim. One should avoid making Shehecheyanu during the 3 weeks. I'll pre on a fruit, Oy Al Malbush on an item of clothing. Avla Pidgin Aben Oymef. There's a Pidgin Aben that works out in the 3 weeks. You do say it for a Yach Mitz Hamitzvah, because otherwise it would sour the whole occasion. And so too, a fruit that is there, that you won't be there till after the Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to. Says the Magen Avraham, interestingly, nearly given that zman ha'uz man pronius ein levarach shechionu. Why shouldn't you make a shechionu? So he says it's because the zman is a zman of pronius, it's a dangerous time, and therefore it's just not appropriate. Avel ein hatam mishum avelus, but it's not because of avelus. Because ein lomot sinusha avel also levarach shechionu. That's the interesting Magen Avraham. Now, what can you buy? So clothing of lesser value, for example, underwear or shoes, certainly cheap shoes, that do not require a shechionu, may be worn. If the shoes, although we don't make a shechionu, if the purchase of shoes is going to generate simcha, and some shoes are very fancy shoes, expensive shoes, then that would be a problem. But if, I think the shoes that are referred to, we don't make a shechionu on them, that's either referring to cheaper shoes or the fact that we don't make a shechionu generally on shoes, because often the takana was with leather shoes, and therefore it was involved the death of an animal to produce them. So we don't make a shechionu on shoes. But therefore, buying clothing of lesser value would certainly be okay. And many poskim allow buying all types of clothes all the way through till Rosh Chodesh Av. All types of clothes. Now, I got an interesting question this week. Someone texted me and asked, am I allowed to buy a new car? So, are you allowed to buy a new car in the 3 weeks? What do you think? No? So, it's a very interesting halacha. What bracha would you make on a new car?
No.
Oh, so there's two possible brachas that you make. The default bracha, lechayr, is shechionu. You've got you're happy, it's a new car, and therefore, shechionu v'kimonu v'gionu lazman hazeh. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, writes that if the car is going to be used for the benefit of others, it's a family car, and therefore the man buying it is going to go with his wife and his kids and this and that, then you actually make the bracha of hatov ha'meitiv. And therefore, take a look at Igros Moshe in the second box there on the sheet, Erechaim Chelek Gimel Simon Pei, U'mechoynis chadosha, new car. Imhu l'tanug, if it's tam, just for your own enjoyment, parshat she'asa gam yudzayim b'tamus, then you can't buy it during the 3 weeks. Tatzarech levarach shechiyanu, and you can't make a shechiyanu in the 3 weeks. V'imhu ba'ofen shemavarach natov ametiv. If, however, the situation is such that you're not going to make a shechiyanu, but you're going to make a tov ametiv, kagoyin sheyesh le'isho bonim, there's a family, t'gam heim ne'anim izeh, they're also going to benefit from the car, and the hatov ha'meitiv you make when others will benefit, then you're allowed to buy the new car up till Rosh Chodesh, but also me Rosh Chodesh. D'ukumoy bin yishal simcha she'osa. And if, says Rav Moshe, v'mumuchenis leparnosa, kumoy, truck, yeah, like a truck or a taxi or something like that, gam muchenis katana, evshe gam kein she'osa leparnosa, then that would perhaps would be different. So therefore I told this young man, he has got a wife and he's got some young children, and therefore I told him this revelation, and therefore since it's going to be used for others and not just for himself, and therefore he would not make a shechionu and rather hatov ha'meitiv, and therefore it would be mutter to buy this car until Rosh Chodesh Av, and after that one shouldn't do it. Funny enough, I just met him on the way here, and he told me he's got it today, and he's very happy, and he wanted to know details of how he makes that hatov ha'meitiv. Does he have to touch the car when he makes it? So I said, no, he doesn't need to touch the car. But you stand up, you make a bracha. It's a very beautiful bracha. It's not a usual bracha that one makes. It's a very special and rare bracha. Okay, what about presents?
I think I did hear
Yeah, okay. And like I said, anyway, many poskim rule out anyway, all the way up to Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Yeah. On a new car, yeah. Yeah. You also never made. Okay.
I've heard of buying a shepherd of fruit at the time or something like that.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends what you do with the money. If you're going to help others, then maybe, but if it's yeah. Okay, presents. What about buying presents? So it is muta, it is permitted to give presents until Rosh Chodesh Av. One thing one should be careful of is not to give an expensive gift that would necessitate a shechionu. So therefore, just thumb a gift, buying flowers, yeah, or something, of course, would be absolutely no problem, highly recommended. But you're allowed to give gifts until Rosh Chodesh Av, and one should not give an expensive gift that would necessitate a shechionu. And swimming, of course, is mut until Rosh Chodesh, it's only a problem in the 9 days. But generally speaking, if it's dangerous swimming, if it's sort of open swimming, as they call it, then one should try and avoid dangerous activities during the 3 weeks. But some, if there's a pool or there's lifeguards or something like that, then until Rosh Chodesh Av, swimming is permitted. Okay, good. End of part one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.